Do you need help protecting your finances as you enter retirement? David Dickens of KC Financial Advisors has got you covered. Welcome to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast.
It's the Cover Your Assets KC podcast. Walter Sorholt with you alongside David Dickens. He is the president and wealth advisor at KC Financial Advisors in Kansas City with an office in Overland Park. You can find us as always online at coveryourassetskc.com. David, thanks for joining us on the podcast this week. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fantastic, Walter. How about you?
Very glad to hear that. I am well and looking forward to our conversation today on the inaugural edition of Cover Your Assets KC, but it's not really our first show, if that makes sense, David. I mean, you've been doing a radio show locally in the area for over a year now. Now we've made the transition to the podcast format, and I know you're looking forward to having kind of this direct line to current clients and folks in the area who might be interested in learning more about financial and retirement planning.
Yeah, exactly. And while the radio show was fun, we got some good response and I think delivered some good education. What I'm really excited about the podcast is that we can deliver more focused information on focused topics in a 12 or 15 minute bite instead of 45 or 50 minutes of a radio show. So I'm excited about the new format, Walter.
The challenge is going to be keeping me quiet, David. That I'm the talker. I'll just go on and tell stories and ramble on and on. So you've got to keep me in line, okay?
I'll do my best.
But yeah, I think that's the goal. We're going to try and make this bite-sized, easy to understand information as we move forward. I'll also let you know that there will be a blog post to accompany every single podcast. So you can check out the blog on coveryourassetskc.com. For more information, any resources that we might mention during the show, you're going to be able to find that on the corresponding blog post for this episode. So again, you can check that out at coveryourassetskc.com. So for our first podcast, we thought it would be great to dive into the topic of required minimum distributions. It's one of the important but often overlooked elements of financial planning because, David, it's kind of funny, a lot of people aren't even really clear why RMDs exist in the first place. Tell us a little about what RMDs are. Why are people required to withdraw from their savings at a certain age, even if they don't really want to?
You know, it's funny, Walter. I got this almost exact email from a client of mine who is in his late 60s, and he's just staring down the barrel of his first round of required minimum distributions. And he asked, why did they do that anyway? So, you know, the answer is actually pretty clear. Let's say you earn $100,000 a year, and each year you put in $10,000 into your 401k. Well, the IRS only gets to tax you on $90,000. $10,000 went into your 401k each year, and the IRS didn't get to tax it. So, you know, over the course of 20 years, that's $200,000 plus the earnings on that $200,000 that they never got to tax. So the long and the short of a required distribution is the IRS has said, wait a minute, at some point, you have to start taking money out of these accounts. And when you do, every penny that comes out is going to be fully taxable. Now, where age 70 and a half came from, I don't exactly know. It's just what was decided.
It's a bit of an odd number, right?
It is. And it's not a round number either. But in the year that you turn 70 and a half, you have to start taking required minimum distributions. And that's based on a formula or a table that is easily Googleable from your home computer.
Do people, David, ask you from time to time if there's anything that they can do to avoid taking these? I mean, we all want to reduce our taxes in retirement, so if we can avoid these RMDs, maybe that helps accomplish that goal?
Absolutely. I get that question all the time. Unfortunately, the answer is no. There is no way to avoid take.
It does have the word required in the definition, doesn't it?
Exactly. That's why it's called a required minimum distribution. And the IRS is happy for you to take out more. You just can't take out less than that required amount.
How nice of them. Always a pleasure. What are some of the risks that you face if you don't plan in advance for RMDs? Obviously, you can't not take them. So let's say we get to 70 and a half and we go, oops, I didn't plan for these. What are some of the consequences if we do that?
Well, I can think of two. There's certainly a lot more. One of them is that if you forget or you just don't do it, there's a significant penalty that the IRS assesses for not taking that money out. That's why they're required. So believe it or not, the penalty is 50% of the amount you are supposed to take out.
Ooh, that's not a slap on the wrist.
So For instance, if your required distribution was $10,000 this year and you didn't take it, there's a $5,000 penalty, and then you have to pay taxes on the entire $10,000. Well, that could be 25 or 30% once you include state and federal taxes. So in that particular example, of the $10,000 you were supposed to take out, $5,000 went to penalties and maybe $3,000 went to taxes. You're only getting $2,000 out of your $10,000. So I think that's evidence that the IRS is dead serious about getting money out of these accounts once you turn 70 and a half. Mm. One other risk I can think of right off the top of my head would be that all of the money that comes out of these IRAs, whether it's, you know, when you're in 66, 67, or it's a required distribution at 70, all of that goes into a special column that the IRS has. It's called provisional income. And that's the column, that's the calculation that determines how much of your Social Security is taxable. Now, I've talked to a lot of people over the years, and their response to that is usually, wait a minute, my Social Security income is going to be taxable? And the answer is, yep. And the more you take out of your IRAs, the bigger percentage of your Social Security becomes taxable.
Hmm. So that combined with the RMDs just creates even more problems.
Exactly. The more you make, the more you pay. And that's kind of the way the system is built.
So two clear issues if you haven't been planning for these RMDs that you might face when you hit that 70 and a half mark. Now, if I'm, you know, 69 or I'm 70 and one quarter and I'm staring down the barrel of these RMDs, I might be sweating bullets if I haven't taken any action or put in any plan yet. But I'm sure you'll kind of quell some of those fears for us here in a moment. Let's say somebody doesn't need the money from their RMDs for income. We've already put together a plan in our early 60s that's going to carry us, you know, to and all the way through retirement. These RMDs come up and we don't even really need that extra income, but we're being forced to take it. What do we do with it?
I have a bunch of clients that are like that. The one thing you can't do is put it back into the IRA. So that's prohibited. You either have to put it into something that's a taxable investment or a tax-free investment. So I think of a couple of different clients, but I'm going to explain what one particular client did. When they got to be 70 and a half, they had a fairly large required minimum distribution. It was over $100,000 each year that they had to take out of their IRAs and 401ks from work. Well, he already had a pension and both of them had Social Security and they lived, you know, pretty conservatively. So they only needed a small part of that $100,000 to supplement their other income. So what they ask me, is there a tax-free alternative that we can reinvest this money into? And so what we ended up doing for them was taking only 1/10 of that money, but reinvesting each year $10,000 into a permanent life insurance policy. Now, life insurance isn't really something that you're just dying to own when you're in your late 60s and early 70s. But what this couple was able to do was to take that $10,000 a year and effectively invest it into a life insurance policy, a level premium, so it never went up as they got older. And what this was a policy that didn't accumulate any cash value. It was all about getting as big a death benefit as they could for the premium that they were putting in. Well, they ended up getting over $500,000 death benefit, and it won't be paid out until the second of them dies, but it all goes tax-free to their grandkids. So they were pretty excited about that alternative. The rest of the money is going into taxable alternatives. And what we're doing with that is investing in things that pay dividends, which are taxed advantageously, and hopefully things that generate long-term capital gains, which are also taxed advantageously. So with a little bit of planning, a little bit of foresight, and some pretty clear goals that you have for your money, there are things that you can do, some interesting things you can do with those required minimum distributions, even if you don't need the money to live on.
Important information to know. Now, if you're listening to this and you're going, All right, that was a lot of tax talk. We've already been throwing around acronyms like, you know, RMDs and that kind of thing. Don't tune away just yet. The big important factor here is that there's some creative things you can do with those RMDs when you hit 70 and a half that you can still work to your advantage. So there's still some options that you have. Even if you haven't spent a lot of time planning for these things in advance, there's some tools and strategies that will be at your disposal. So don't lose hope with, you know, some of the tax complications that might sound like come along with this RMD situation. David, I think examples are always helpful. Maybe we can end the podcast that way today. Can you give us an example of how you helped somebody plan around RMDs in their retirement income plan and the difference that it made?
Yeah, I can. And your admonishment just a minute ago about all the tax talk is really important. The thing to remember, though,
I didn't mean it as admonishment, though.
The better you've done for yourself during your working years, the more of a target you're going to be wearing when you retire, because a whole lot of your tax deductions you had when you were working are going away. So that's why these required minimum distributions and planning for them is so important, because it's very likely that you're going to be paying at the same or higher tax rate in retirement than you were when you were working. And so that's part of the retirement planning process and why this whole topic is so important. So, Walter, you asked if there was an example of someone that I helped plan their RMDs to build into their retirement income plan. So I'm thinking about a couple. They are 63 right now, and he is getting ready to retire early. His wife is already retired. She was a teacher. And we did a projection for them. He has done a fantastic job of saving in his 401k for a lot of years. And what we found out was, by doing a projection, his required minimum distribution is going to be north of $100,000 a year when he gets to be 70 and a half. Well, they're planning on living only on $75,000 or $80,000 a year. And they both have pensions and they both have social securities. So the problem we were trying to fix was, once he turns 70 and a half, they will be in the 25% bracket or higher forever. And they can't escape it if they do nothing because of those required minimum distributions. So what we're doing right now is, between age 63 and age 70, we're doing a series of Roth conversions. And frankly, that's an entire podcast in and of itself. So I'm not going to go into a bunch of detail on that. But we're converting IRA money into Roth money before he turns 70 and a half. Right now, we're paying tax on that at both the 22% and the 24% bracket, because we know that once he turns 70 and a half, he's going to be in the 25% bracket or higher forever. So in effect, he's taking money out of his IRAs, putting them into a tax-free status, into a Roth IRA, and paying less in taxes than he knows for sure he's going to be paying 7 years from now and for the rest of his life. It's a strategy that doesn't make sense for every one of my clients, but it made abundant sense for this client in his and her particular situation. That's where having a real retirement income plan is going to make a very large difference for this couple in how their financial life unfolds over the next 20 and 30 years, and what they're able to leave to their two sons after they're gone. I was pretty excited about the work we're doing for them.
To me, that is just so cool. I want to just reiterate that, because with the 70 and a half, I think the half is what just kind of complicates all the numbers. Maybe they did that on purpose for these RMDs, just to make it that much more confusing to figure out. But I just want to put that in perspective one more time. So they were basically going to pay 25% tax on all of the money that they have in their accounts when they hit 70 and a half. But years before they get there, you're already planning. So if you're 60 and you're like, okay, 70 and a half RMDs, I don't have to worry about those until I get there. This is the reason to actually think about them and take action now, because you're implementing a strategy over the next several years before they reach that 70 and a half mark that they're going to go ahead and pay the taxes on those dollars now that'll ultimately be less. So crafty, so interesting to see how planning truly makes a difference. Because I feel like sometimes the word planning just kind of gets thrown out there. But what's the real tangible, real world difference that planning makes? That's a fantastic illustration of exactly why planning is so important and why not procrastinating becomes really important too.
Exactly. That's 7 years that they have to work on this. If they'd have waited to ask those questions until they were 69 or early 70s, there's no time to make these changes. So in their case, they're going to make the very most out of these next 7 years before required minimum distributions start.
We hope you learned something on the podcast today about required minimum distributions. If you are nearing 70 and a half and don't have a plan in place, reach out to David Dickens if you have questions, and he can help walk you through your options, what situation you might be in, and your best course of action from here. If you are still years away from 70 and a half, but your ears have perked up a little bit hearing about how some of the things you can do in advance by not procrastinating might better your situation into the future, you can get in touch with us online, CoverYourAssetsKC.com, the place to go. Lots of great resources there on the website, including past and future podcasts, although this is technically our first podcast, so I should only say future podcasts you can listen to on the website there. Read the blog posts and get in touch with the team through the website as well. Again, that's CoverYourAssetsKC.com. David, thanks for walking us through the program today and for the great assistance on required minimum distributions, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
Enjoyed it, Walter. Look forward to the next time.
I'll try not to admonish you next week, okay?
Admonish away.
We appreciate it. That's David Dickens, President and Wealth Advisor at KC Financial Advisors. Thanks for joining us. For David, I'm Walter. We'll talk to you next time on Cover Your Assets KC.
All statements and opinions expressed are based upon information considered reliable, although it should not be relied upon as such. Any statements or opinions are subject to change without notice. Investments involve risk, and unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results. Any strategies mentioned may not be suitable for everyone. Information expressed does not take into account your specific situation or objectives, and is not intended as recommendations appropriate for you. Before acting on any information mentioned, please consult with a qualified tax or investment advisor to determine if it is suitable for your specific situation. This program is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with regard to subjects covered. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and KC Financial Advisors are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Brookstone Capital Management and its investment advisor representatives act as fiduciaries for all of our investment management clients. We have an obligation to act in the best interest of our clients and to disclose any conflicts of interest and all associated fees. Additionally, the recently enacted Department of Labor fiduciary rule imposes a fiduciary duty upon advice given to any retirement account, including qualified insurance annuity products. Please refer to the BCM firm brochure, Form ADV 2A, for additional information regarding the fiduciary standard.